Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
The Parkins and Spiegel Show.
Let me ask you something. When you come in on Monday and you're not feeling real well, does anyone ever say to you, sounds like someone has a case of the Mondays?
No, man. I believe you get your ass kicked saying something like that, man.
Afternoons on the Score.
Cubs lead by one. Kimbrel's first pitch swung on, hit high in the air. Deep left field, back to the fences. Bryant makes a leaping catch up against the wall. What a play by Bryant in left.
We've kind of been saying that all along, that it was unlikely that they would be able to sign him long term. And obviously, they looked at trading him. They priced him high, as it turns out, appropriately so. Weren't able to get a deal. And, he's come back and had a fantastic MVP caliber season. And he's going to do very well in free agency. But, you know, I'd say more likely than not. I never want to put any absolute on anything. More likely than not, he'll find another team, whether it be the Mariners or somebody else. I mean, they just come to mind because they'll be looking at third base. But, I mean, it could be any one of a number of teams, as we've heard. And we know he's a very versatile player.
The Parkins and Spiegel Show. Afternoons on the Score.
We'll talk to Dan Bernstein at 4 o'clock. It's Parkins and Spiegel on the Score. That was the voice of John Heyman talking about the future of Chris Bryant, likely being outside of Chicago. He's on the ballot for the All-Star game as a third baseman, but basically doesn't play third base.
April 20th, I think, remains the last time he played third base.
Crazy. That highlight that you heard from Tanny coming back from break, a crazy catch at the wall in the series against San Francisco.
In a one-run game, the leadoff against Kimbrel in a game that they have to try and get out of there with a win or get swept in four.
So he's having a top 10 MVP caliber season, right? He's slugging, he's giving you defensive versatility, he's playing the vast majority of the games, he's being the consummate professional in a contract year. Bob Nightingale put a number on it.
Yeah, he did.
In his notes column. He mentioned Anthony Rendon, 2019 free agent class, 7 years, $245 million. So that's pre-pandemic pricing, 30-year-old free agent comp, right?
How old was Rendon at the time? Was he 28, 29?
I think he was 29 at the time. I'll pull it up to confirm it.
I'll grab it. Go ahead.
What year was that?
So he signed it in the 2019 season.
Oh, that was a real question.
He was 29. And okay. So, yeah, he signed the contract after 2019 heading into it for his 30-year-old season going forward. So okay. It's a pretty similar age comp for him. And he got 7 to 45. Because I've seen this on the internet, and I get it, but I see a lot of Cubs fans and even some, you know, bloggers, informed media types, whatever, talking about extending KB. Extend KB. Technically, that ship has sailed. They still could, but He's having an incredible year. He's a Scott Boras client.
He's waited this long.
He's 100 games away from free agency. Like, there's
the advice all along has been play it out and get to free agency.
So why in the world would anyone think he's signing now?
When he's having a season like this. Rendon, how about Rendon's year in 2019? Led the league in doubles, led the league in RBIs, finished third in MVP. Won a Silver Slugger, made an All-Star team. That timed out well for Anthony Rendon.
Yeah, similarly to how Bryant is playing right now. And so I just
like in Chicago, you got a brand new network. I mean, you know, this is in many ways with the Cubs, there's a lot of stars there. And I guess when you have Star Wars, then who best to handle it than the Jedi? So we'll see. You know?
No, I don't know. I don't know, Scott. I don't understand, Scott Boras. Who's the Jedi?
I believe that would be Jed Hoyer.
The Jedi?
There's no way to know.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Yeah, good call.
I respect the hell out of that swing. He had that line scripted ahead of time. He broke it out. He was very proud of it. And whether he stuck the landing or not is open to interpretation.
But the winter meetings, Boras soapbox.
Yeah, where he holds court and gets up on a literal box.
He literally gets up on a box. He's on a box. What's in the box?
Not last year because of COVID.
That's
no
true.
Box.
That's true. It was a virtual box.
Yeah, box coming back, though.
It was World's on a Zoom box. Up. World's excited. Open up. Winter meetings.
Normalcy.
The return of the literal Scott Boras soapbox.
Safely.
Safely. Is the panorama over? Have we decided
safely.
It's over?
Safely it is.
Safely.
How was it on the porch this weekend, by the
great.
Way?
Great.
Yeah?
It's great. Yeah, I got a good tan.
It's good.
Yeah, it was great.
Felt normal.
Felt so normal.
TV looked good. Did you see his TV setup?
It's so relaxing picture? Out there, man.
Man.
I advise everyone to spend just as much time by yourself.
On your
drinking
porch?
On your own porch as you possibly
oh,
can.
Oh, I thought you meant on yours. Yeah.
Well, some people.
You weren't out there alone the whole time.
No. Not the whole time.
Okay, good.
No, for a little while yesterday it was.
There's something about the TV outside. You know, it feels like you're living in the future when you're watching TV outside. It's like, we made it. We did it. Look at this. Look what I can do.
I was going to buy something at Apt like a month ago.
Yeah.
And that store has everything. And it's just like, oh, I could, all my money.
Yes.
They have everything there, but you can't even get
especially
in,
with a new house like you. Oh my God.
You can't even get in the door. They and it's good marketing. They know what they're doing.
Yeah.
On the side of the place where the sliding door is to enter is just a $5,000 completely weather resistant outdoor television. It's like 65 inches.
Oh, wow.
It's got an outdoor sound bar.
Yeah.
And they've got it hung up against like it's fake, obviously, but it looks like the ivy at Wrigley Field behind it. It looks so beautiful.
I bet it
is
does.
Fake. It's not actually
it's not
the Wrigley Field wall.
No, but it's not
taken
real
from
ivy.
The Thank World God. Series.
Yeah, you take it from the sixth grade.
Thank God
World
you
Series.
Prefaced that.
Wanted to clarify, Shane.
You know
just
what?
It looks beautiful. You
know,
okay.
You know what I'd be tempted to do is just like bring a lawn chair and just set up.
Yeah,
bring like a little cooler and a lawn chair and just
you
set
buy
up.
Anything?
No, I'm good.
No, this TV is just great.
It's a good picture.
And I'm outside.
Yeah.
So that makes it even better.
Tip off's in about 45 minutes. All's well.
It'd be a power move, actually, to go to Apt and ask him to change the channel to the game that you wanted. Can you put on the Sox game?
Have you ever done? Have you ever gone to like the like a Best Buy or wherever where they've got like the high end TV room set up with a couch or something and just plopped yourself down there and hung out for like an hour?
An hour? No. Hour would be. I would feel like I was overstaying my welcome.
I did 45 minutes one time. I made it 45
really?
Minutes.
But did.
Watch the end of a basketball
sales
game.
Associates come by and you're like, I'm just.
I said, my wife is shopping in the other room.
That's a good one. So, because then I would think, yeah, I'm considering this because
yeah.
then they're going to stay and
she's
they're going to ask you questions.
She's talking about washer dryers with somebody. It might be a little while, you know?
That is.
I used that twice.
That is a veteran move. That's a solid NBA playoff move. There's a quadruple header. It's like, I just got to hang out in here.
Yeah.
But 7 for $245. Couple of things struck me as when I read that number. One, pre-pandemic, right? Like that contract for Chris Bryant would feel high, wouldn't it? Wouldn't that feel pretty good for Bryant when we had been talking about his injuries and his struggles and the economic situation and all of that?
I think it still feels lower than what we talked about 2 or 3 years ago. Like, didn't you think he was going to get Bryce Harper Machado money, which is 300 plus?
Right.
And you add inflation in there. So I think 7 for $245 actually feels a little low to what we had talked about a couple years ago, I guess.
I agree completely. But I'm saying, I guess I had recalibrated. And if we would have had this conversation on opening day.
Yeah.
Do you think you would have said that he was getting $200 million coming off of the multiple years of down performance and injury? So I guess that's what I'm basing it off of.
100%. No, I think we did have that conversation. I don't think... I thought maybe 200 or maybe like 180, 190, something like that with shorter years or whatever. But now he's playing his way into this.
So it felt to me like for Bryant's sake.
Is that a win? Is that a win for Bryant Boris?
Yeah. You played it out to the end. You played well in your walk year.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't have to sign 10 years, right? I mean, Bryce Harper got... It was 10 years, $330 million, right? He had to go double, basically the entire, or maybe he did 12 years or something. He had to go the entire rest of his career. Bryant would still have an opportunity with opt-outs or whatever to look in other places. I don't know. Struck me as a couple of things. It struck me as good job. He earned some money back that feels more pre-pandemic pricing for a star, but also a number that I don't think the Cubs will pay. Even though they very easily could afford to.
Let's deal with the first thing in terms of the pandemic. I don't think, and actually Heyman said it this morning as well in his hit with Mully and Haw that we played that snippet from, that the top end guys are not going to be affected by pandemic realities. That's not who's going to pay the price.
Sure.
You know, it's the lower class and the middle class, really. So really the middle class is going to pay the price. And you look... Francisco Lindor got 10 years, $341 million 3 months ago. Mookie Betts got 12 years, $365 million from the Dodgers, middle of the pandemic. Fernando Tatis got 14 for $340 million, you know? So even though Bryant is not in their categories and in some of those instances not as young and not as consistent.
Yeah, I think the age is a big one there, right?
Yeah, I think it is. But I don't think the pandemic is going to affect the top end contracts as much as we might have thought.
And it shouldn't,
I agree.
Right? The revenues are going to be back. Crane was on this morning talking about it. They're going to have the money available, and we can get into those comments in just a little bit. But for Bryant specifically, if you want him to be a Cub, I think that feels to me like a reasonably accurate projection. Sometimes we make fun of Nightingale, and oftentimes it's warranted. That number did not strike me as ridiculous.
Smart comp.
Right? It's a very smart, reasonable comp for the year that he's having. Age, production, and the fact that revenues across the game should be back to what they were before the pandemic. So then the second part, is that a number the Cubs are going to meet?
Depends what they do with Baez and Rizzo, right? I've always thought they're going to sign two of them. Think they'll sign two of them? What do you guys think? I mean, one of them? Because
Rizzo feels like that one should be easy.
And it probably will be easy, and it'll probably be less than $100 million.
That's what I'm saying. Easy in terms of price.
5 for $90 or 5 for $85.
Yeah.
Something like that. And you've got them, and you lock them up.
Yeah, so I thought that... And before the year, I think that Bryant's the best player. Baez is crazy exciting and shortstop, but Bryant's position, and I don't know how you would do this. I know that the analytics on defense is not uniform in terms of how people believe in it within the game, but how do you judge solid defensive performance at four or five positions against
elite defensive performance at one?
At one premium position.
Sure. Rendon's a real good defensive shortstop, or third baseman, I should say. Bryant is very good and very solid in left field. He's not a plus right fielder. He's not a plus center fielder. He's not a plus first baseman. But he's an average. He can play those for you. But
value there. And
absolutely. But there's been moments where I've been like, oh, God, somebody else might have made that play a couple times at first, a couple times in right for Bryant.
Sure. So...
I don't think you're going to have to worry about Bryant. I don't think there's any situation that Chris Bryant's a Cub next year unless the Cubs go above and beyond more than any other team's going to offer, because I don't think that he's the kind of person who will just take the highest number. He'll go with the best fit, and I feel like he feels very spurned by this organization. He's the kind of guy who takes that to heart.
It's a sensible personal read. It really is when you think about how everything has gone on and some of the stuff that he's said, some of the stuff that his dad has said, some of the discomfort when he stopped talking to media for a while there and then has kind of come back around a little bit. And I know he likes to push back against the love is gone kind of thing. But it's also, there's a couple perspectives. What would you do if you were 27 or 28 and you'd only been one place? Okay, call it 29. And you're going to end up making, I don't know, $50, $60 million and have an absolute glory, incredible run and win a World Series here. But you're from out west and you get to write your own ticket for the second half of your chapter. Do you just stay in one place the whole time? Not necessarily.
If I felt like it was the best place for me and I felt respected, you know, it's... We can personalize this.
Yeah.
Mac always used to talk about how he would get happy feet and need new challenges and go to new places. Theo has talked about the same thing.
You bet.
Bernstein, talented as anybody in this business.
Doesn't want to go anywhere.
Didn't want to go anywhere.
Yeah.
You know, and so it is a difference in personality, fit, all of that sort of thing, right? And KB, I agree with Shane. It feels like if the Mariners came in and said 7 for $245, for the Cubs to win, it would not be 7 for $245. It would have to be 8 for $280. You know, they'd have to blow him away,
mm-hmm.
extra years, extra dollars, in order for him to consider their offer, which is crazy considering he's World Series hero, fan favorite, top 20 player in baseball, Chris Bryant.
Right, but when you're talking about $245 million compared to $280 million, is that really much of a difference?
It's about $35 million.
It's exactly $35 million. Yeah. That's the difference. But yeah. In the grand scheme of things, is that much of a difference where you're predispositioned in your head, hey, I want something new. There aren't many things that the Cubs can say to him to fix the wrongs, to right the wrongs.
Yeah, I mean, I would assume there is always a number. Like, you know, I don't know that it's so bad that they couldn't blow him away and get there, right?
It's like the wrongs are not even, they're not even that terrible. They're just kind of this sort of stuff that happens when you go on this long, which is just the way that Theo talked about it, that sometimes after a while it's like, yeah, okay, all right, there's a timestamp on it. I remember Brian Cashman talking about that with Joe Torre, saying that, like, you know, that relationships sometimes have an expiration date on them. Like, you go so long, and that's just sort of that.
Yeah, but so I want the Cubs to sign Chris Bryant, but if they are going to sign him, it will not be extending him. It will be
a brand new contract
on the open market, competing with 7 or 8 teams for his services, and then he will have to choose you, and that strikes me as fairly unlikely.
Yeah.
But I thought that number in the Rendon comp for a number of reasons made sense when we start talking about it. Because Bryant's 29.
Right.
He'll be 30 when this new contract kicks in for next season. Exactly like Anthony Rendon was in 2019 when he had the monster year and signed 7 for $245.
If you're going to sign somebody for 7 at $245, like if you're the Cubs, that means you got to be ready to sign the next 2 or 3 guys as well. Like, whether it's Baez and Rizzo or whoever it is, like, you're in that mode where you're like, yep, here we go, our next 3-4 years. Like, so once the Padres signed Hosmer and they signed Machado, they're ready to just keep going and sign Tatis and see where you are.
Yeah.
And I don't know that the Cubs are going to feel like they're in that spot or not.
Well,
you know what I mean? Because you either do it and you're prepared to keep going, or you don't do it and you keep yourself young and a little cheaper and streamlined until the timing is right to be that team.
Yeah,
again.
But I don't know that they should. You're right that is absolutely how the majority of teams do it. I just, these guys for this fan base and this organization and having some sort of connective thread through the greatest era of Cubs baseball has a business value return on investment thing. And I don't think that they think that they're 5 years away from contending consistently.
Yeah,
they're contending right now.
Yeah, I think this year has opened some of their eyes in terms of what they can do as a pitching infrastructure, what they might actually have with some of these young bullpen guys.
Yeah.
Alzolay, who you've talked about in terms of the top of the rotation. It doesn't often make sense to sign a 28, 29, 30-year-old for a long, massive deal, you know? Depends how long and how massive it goes, but we saw Pujols towards the end. We saw Miguel Cabrera's hitting, what, .192, you know, rolling through town. Everything's the opposite way. Not anymore by choice, because that's as fast as his bat is now.
Well, and I'll say, you know, sometimes we say there's no such thing as a bad 1-year deal.
Mm-hmm.
For a superstar, doesn't 7 feel small?
7 years?
Yeah, when we've seen 11 and 12s go out? Yeah,
right?
Absolutely.
Like, if Chris Bryant signed a 7-year deal, and you're like, oh, we have him from his age 30 through 36 seasons, Yeah.
You love that as a team. You're like, I'm not on the hook after age 36.
Right? I think that that is actually a place where the Cubs should be able to afford it and not really worry about it, where you could reasonably expect him to be pretty damn good for the majority of the tenure of that deal. No clue. Maybe he'll want the Bryce Harper thing. Maybe he'll want a 10-year deal so that he gets the gaudy total value into the $300 million. Who knows? But it's at least there's now a number that has been loosely reported as a comp for Chris Bryant. I wanted you to help me understand this rich people move. It's next on The Score.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Even at 60%, there was so much more energy. And for those of us who had to sit through last season with no one in the ballpark, it's as stark a contrast as you can have. And boy, everything lined up really well for us. So June 11th, the Cardinals on a Friday, the weather looks like it's going to be beautiful, and we should be at 100% for that key series. And I honestly can't wait to see it. We're from our end, we're treating it like a second opening day. So you'll see the bunting, and we're literally going to reopen the ballpark as if it's opening day. Stencils on the field, the big flag on the field, held by our associates who are now joining us back in the ballpark, and lots of other fun that you'll see if you come out to see us on the 11th.
Why are we bunting?
Now that's the bunting that I can get behind.
Yeah. What do you think? Reopening day, baby.
I mean, I think it's going to be a party. I want to be there.
Me too.
And Shane, I think, hooked it up before we even had to.
I think that's the play.
Figured out. I think that's the play. I think the play is to go
and have a reopening day and put the bunting out there. See, it's all coming together.
Not sure if Mitch Rosen's listening, but we'd like to go and do the show there after.
Oh my God, everyone knows you want to go. Good Lord.
Hey, I heard it's going to be one hell of a party, according to your Twitter. It's going to be one hell of a party.
Yeah, is that wrong?
Oh no.
Oh, because I spelled it H-E-L-L-U-V-A.
Yeah, man. Okay. Weird.
Hell of a.
Hell of a.
Mm.
Considering it's the same amount of letters as hell of a.
But this shows.
That's true.
It shows like a coolness, like a relaxation, a comfortable slang, you know?
Conversational.
Yeah.
Shane.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah. Just trying to be like you, man. I'm trying to keep up with the younger kids on Twitter.
Hmm.
TikTok.
I got a. Instagram. Speaking of that.
Yeah.
I won't say who gave me this message today. But somebody in a very high position of power said, hey, remind me to give you a lecture on your personal brand on Twitter and things you should be saying and shouldn't be saying.
Give you one?
Yeah.
I can see that.
It was said somewhat in jest. It was in conversation, said somewhat in jest. But
I could also see that.
Yeah, I told the person I'll schedule them for a quick 10 a.m. on June 32nd.
Oh, perfect. Yeah, you take that under advisement for now or never.
Yeah.
It's not a real day.
Yeah, 12th of never. Yeah. 12th of never would be another way to say it.
Good luck, man.
Yeah.
on that conversation with this very high person who you dismissed and I assume follows you on social media.
Is she on the softball team?
I didn't say he or she.
Okay, no, you didn't.
You're not going to trick me into anything.
That's good. Oh, that's very, crafty. Very smart. But no, seriously, have you gotten Speaks and I tickets?
Do you guys know Danny wants to go this Friday?
It's going
to
be a hell of a party.
It was promised and then halfway removed, so we're still waiting on the confirmation.
We'll be there. Yeah. We'll be there either way.
You guys could also buy them.
No, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, absolutely.
I am happy to buy.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not buying stuff.
I'm not happy.
So I responded to your tweet with the StubHub link.
You guys remember when I bought dinner when we went out?
Yeah, we haven't forgotten that. Thank you, Speaks.
You're welcome. Absolutely. That hasn't come up in a while. Wow, it's important that it does.
When I say I'm happy to buy, I'm willing to buy. is what I mean.
That's always the thing. Whenever you're asking anybody who might be able to get you the free stuff, I'm happy to buy. That's not true.
It's not. I am willing to buy, and I would for this game. I would. We talked about it. Opening day in the cold. You were talking about $500 for the pair with 20% capacity.
Oh, I forgot. Yeah.
Remember? I was like, nope. But for second opening day, Cardinals on a Friday, beautiful weather, and it will be partly a celebration of...
It's a celebration!
Feeling like we survived the pandemic. Yes. Yeah, like that is absolutely a baseball game worth paying
Here
for.
Here come the Cardinals who just got swept at home by the Cincinnati Reds. Here come the Cubs. We'll see what they do in San Diego. Could be still a first-place team, but the Brewers are rolling, yada, yada, yada. And the bunting. Did we mention the bunting?
And that we will hopefully be there celebrating what should be a hell of a party. But speaking of rich people who could pay and have no problem with it, Matt Spiegel.
Mm-hmm. Not me.
You followed the Jeff Bezos story of the day? Any of you guys? Shane, I know you're a single shareholder of a couple of companies.
Yep.
Yeah. I don't know what it is. I obviously can't relate to billionaires, but a lot of them seem to really want to just be astronauts and go to space. Elon Musk has Space Force. Richard Branson's been messing around with building his own rockets for a long time. God. Jeff Bezos and his company, Blue Origin, they've done 15.
Did you do ads for those?
I'm willing to. Chew it and fly it. I'm willing to do it. He not only says that his company is basically ready to put people into space,
yeah,
but that he and his brother will be on the first manned ship. They've done 15 of them without passengers.
In July, right?
They've gone fine. Yeah.
I'm looking at the quote now. Yeah.
He's months away.
Ever since I was 5 years old, I've dreamed of traveling to space. On July 20th, I will take that journey with my brother. The greatest adventure with my best friend.
Now, I get it.
$20 says they don't come back.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, dude. That guy's dead for sure. 100% Jeff Bezos. Good as dead.
Why would you... You got a lot to lose. I know you just got divorced. I know you just had to cut a check for half, but half still makes you the richest person in the world.
There are no challenges on this earth that Jeff has not mastered, Danny. He must aim higher.
Hair growth.
that would be something.
Second or third.
God.
What? Why would you go first?
They sent 15 unmanned ones. He probably thinks those were the tryouts.
But what if it's different with men in them?
Like there's not as much air as the aerometer was saying there was. That's what they're called, right? Aerometers.
I think aerometer is the technical term. I mean, I got one of the articles up here.
Oxygenators.
Richard Parker of Assure Space, a unit of insurance for AmTrust Financial, quote: "You will sign this waiver of liability, and provided there's no gross negligence or willful misconduct, if you don't survive, unfortunately, there's probably no financial recovery because they're talking about $200,000 a person for a ride into space."
So gross.
So, but if you're Bezos, let some of these other rich people pay 200 G's a pop and see if they come back alive. Why would you want to be first?
Because then you get to say that you were first. You're the first guy to...
But,
would he be the first guy ever to build and finance his own space rocket and then fly it? Like the first hobbyist to do something at that level. Like some people buy teams, you know, with their millions and billions. Some people buy newspapers. He's done that. Some people build space rockets and fly themselves into space.
It just shows me that you don't know what to do with your money. And yeah, I called it Space Force. That's my bad.
We know.
That was the previous. Yeah. SpaceX is Elon Musk's company.
You're splitting apples. It's okay.
Did you bring in an apple?
I can go get one. You got $60?
I got Venmo. I know I'm going to lose this bet, but
we'll do it tomorrow. TSL, baby. Yeah.
Dill, baby. Yeah.
Okay.
So yeah, splitting an apple with the hand is the bet.
Yeah, he's going to do it.
I'm sure he can do it.
I bet I could do one with each hand at one time.
Whoa!
Doubling up?
That guy's a stud.
You think you could split an apple with
one hand? Yeah!
Lefty, huh?
Yeah.
He's a stud.
I know, okay. Dan.
All right.
I got good forearms.
Yeah?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
It's an underrated reaction sound effect.
Oh, my God.
We didn't do nearly enough. What was it a reaction to?
Yeah, we didn't do any of it. So I don't say nearly enough. We didn't do any of the things surrounding that. What warranted the oh, my God response from Mullian Hall?
My apologies. What warranted it?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Haw is so innocent. I like that very much.
Isn't that them trying to impersonate Dan and Layla?
No.
No, that was a different one.
Okay, yeah, that's David's. Yeah. Whoa!
Trevor Williams has an appendectomy, for God's sake, and you got through that. But I'm just saying, you can't. You really? What did you say? He's their fifth starter.
Yeah,
Jake
Arrieta has pitched lately like a fifth starter.
Wow.
Dustin called him the ace. At some point, some people referred to him as the ace, but Dustin, I'm saying this.
Yes, he has recently pitched like a fifth starter.
Yes.
But considering that Trevor Williams is out with the tummy injury, tummy surgery, the tummy tuck.
Oh, my God.
You know.
Oh, my God.
He's
that's the worst starter you've ever had.
Tummy tuck.
He's not the fifth starter your, right now.
You think he's not a tough guy because his appendix
burst? That's the worst take you've ever had.
What the hell is wrong with you?
I just that,
you called it a tummy.
He's got a tummy
he's
issue.
Got
that's where the appendectomy is in the tummy.
You can die from an appendectomy.
I didn't say he shouldn't be there. Did I say he was weak?
Yes.
You said that I said he was soft.
You said he had a tummy tuck.
Okay.
That's plastic surgery.
Okay, well, that doesn't mean he's soft.
Whoa.
Oh, God. Dustin is special.
Oh, my God.
I mean,
that's the reaction to Dustin's calling an appendectomy a tummy issue.
And then he said the appendectomy is in the tummy. You mean the appendix?
That's where it is.
Oh my God.
It does make it that much better.
It does.
Knowing the full context.
Justifiable, I think.
Yeah, we should get to whatever Tanny suggests we get to during the shows. That's my fan.
Hey,
really
good. To think about Bezos, I always think of, like, there was a quote that he had one time about space where he was like, all I could think of to do with my money, what could I do with this wealth is go to space. And it was like his honest, really thoughtful, deep thing. Like, I have accumulated all this wealth. Not try to eradicate hunger from across the globe.
Yeah,
not,
Bill Gates does it pretty well. He's like, I'm going to give away my fortune and we're going to set up a foundation to cure diseases in like malnourished third world countries.
But yes. He's also friends with Jeffrey Epstein.
Yeah, that's a problem. That's a problem.
The pedophile.
Yes, that's it's a problem, and that's some ugly stuff. But I will say that the Netflix show about like one of his passions was like trying to build a sustainable toilet that could function in developing nations. So it's a self-sustaining toilet because they don't have the plumbing. Like it was
area code 630. My vote for bum of the year. Jeffrey Epstein for not hanging on to Joe Madden.
Oh, boy.
he didn't.
So close.
Can we hear the rest?
Somebody said you said Jeffrey Epstein. You, of course, meant, well, I was just reading what the texter said. He said Jeffrey, but of course, needless to say, he meant Theo Epstein. 773, I think the caller meant Juan Epstein. You Juan Epstein from Welcome Back, Cotter.
There you go.
What did he refer to? So he was half Jewish and half Puerto Rican. So what did he call himself, a Jew-a-Rican, on the show with starring Gabriel Kaplan and a few other big-time stars in that one, including somebody by the name of John Travolta. He was kind of a big-time star in that show as well. John Travolta.
Just keep going.
When I heard that clip for the first time, I never wanted it then.
The Jeffrey Epstein, like, to Juan Epstein, to Theo Epstein,
to John Travolta.
Jew-a-Rican.
I was like, if he was doing that leading into Mullen Hall, I would have demanded they stay outside of the studio. I just let the train of thought continue all day.
I had to drive over. Oh my God. Just to make sure.
It's too good. You guys seeing the text, by the way, from our fearless leader?
Yeah.
Mitch Rosen.
Great news.
All set for the live broadcast from Cubs booth after postgame Friday. Shane, see me for logistics and details.
Reminder, see me. Yeah.
Love when he tells us to see you.
Oh, I hate it.
It's perfect. We're in.
That's awesome.
Friday, baby.
See?
Yeah.
There it is.
See me. You don't have a game ticket yet.
Got to work on the game ticket. Yep. That's fine.
I just followed up with our...
We'll get them. Well, one way or the other, we'll get them, and we'll do the show, and we'll have fun, and we'll be there. We'll be celebrating. It's the third unofficial opening of summer.
Hear that, listeners? Don't worry. I know you're going to lose some sleep over this one.
Don't worry.
We'll get there.
We will be there.
Danny and Speaks get to see another cool thing, guys. Can you believe that?
Don't you worry about us.
I would have said, hey, if we can get those tickets, why don't we give them away to a listener, you know, since they've been so great supporting us.
Remember when I did that with my season tickets that I paid for and gave them to somebody?
Can we get a four-pack and they can come with us?
Yeah, be great.
Be our guest?
Well, no, they're not going to want that.
Oh, forget us, by the way, Shane. Yeah. I guess we're not going.
Yeah, guess not. Wow. You know, lots of things here in this segment. Wow.
What else is going on in the segment?
We have a list.
Can I hear it?
It's like an in the head list.
So can you recite it?
Yeah. We'll talk.
Okay, I don't know what's going on. Bernstein will join us in 20 minutes. We can hear more of Crane Kenny because I think he's again talking about finances as it relates to baseball moves. That sets the standard for what's to come. It's Parkinson Spiegel on the Score.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I wish all of you could be right here at this moment. Unbelievable atmosphere.
It's going to be great on Friday. We'll do the show from Wrigley Field afterwards. Very much looking forward to it. Thank you to Mitch Rosen for making the broadcast location available.
That's awesome. That'll be the first one you and I have done together as a show in a long time, right?
You and I did shows from the bleachers, and then we did it for Gallagher Way. Did we ever do them from Pat's booth? Mac and I did.
Yeah, no, because I've never done afternoons with you during a Cubs season when it was possible.
That makes sense. So, dumb question by me. Yeah, we did. No, it was.
different time slot.
Yeah, we did, right.
Good
different
call.
Time slot. So we did pregame.
Thanks, guys.
From the bleachers. Yeah,
I found that very different show, Spiegel and Parkins show.
It was.
But I always remember you and me at the bleachers because Theo was angry. Theo was angry that day, my friend. Remember? He was angry. He was unshaven. He was bothered. It was 2017. The trade deadline was approaching. The World Series hangover was ongoing, and he was thinking about selling, and trying to make up with whatever he could from that freaking year. He was grumpy.
Yeah, he was grumpy, but it was telling also because he was it was the one time in the window when he had the opportunity potentially to be a seller. Like it was, we talked to Theo Epstein a lot back then, yeah. And it was sometimes they would blend together, but that was one of them that stood out because of the mood and the hey, we actually can go out here and do this. Well, speaking of in that point being a seller, they might now be buyers, which I didn't really see much of a path for them to do. But they continue to play pretty good baseball. I know they had to salvage the series with yesterday's game over the weekend. But here's Crane Kenny talking about the financial realities with Mullion Haw this morning of what it means to open back up and how that could relate to how they'll be at the deadline.
We will lose money this year at the very bottom line. So if you look at our revenues projected with 100% coming in and what the expenses will be to run the business, when you get to the very bottom line this year, we will lose money again like we did last year. And that shouldn't be a surprise to anyone. So if you look back, we run the business. The Ricketts family allow us to run the business at a break-even level. So if you think of, you know, how does a typical season 2019 work? At the very end of the day, you know, it is essentially break-even. So all the revenues we earn from every source go back into the team operation. And at the end of the day, the family says, you know, just try and make the budget balance. Because we've got, you know, a full season of games and a full season of payroll, but we didn't get to 100% of attendance until the second week of June. You know, we'll lose money this year, but again, less than we lost last year. So that's definitely heading in the right direction.
It's a weird thing for people to wrap their minds around, and I get it. But if they do, because like it has now come out, right? The Braves data is available in terms of finances, and these teams did lose money operating like that. And it's hard because it's easy for us to say, and I have, hey, your franchise valuation is still going up. You've got billions. Don't cry poor. No one wants to hear it. But now they can start operating at full capacity, and all of a sudden that changes their experience or expectation for the rest of this season. But the fact that the team's playing so damn well, mm-hmm. allowing them to be buyers, is the part that came out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Even making the ask of Tom Rigg, hey, like, is there money to spend? Because we actually might need to support this team on the field.
Yeah, you know, they got a few things done towards the end of the offseason, a couple of one-year deals for certain guys, and you're like, oh, okay, they're kind of rounding out the roster. And then Jed was on Inside the Clubhouse on Saturday and said, I'd like to be a buyer.
Right.
Flat out said it openly. And referenced the opening up of the city and the stands. And there was Crane this morning talking about it. I think, it, just like you said last week, like you can't sell if you're in first
place.
You can't
do it. It just and then to the clubhouse, to the fans, you just can't do it.
And then on Thursday, when I had the audacity to leave the show early, the Odyssey to leave the show early.
Yeah.
Thank you. You're welcome. I had the Odyssey to leave the show early. You argued with me about something that I was not here to argue, about, right?
Yes, about Craig Kimbrel.
Yeah, you had the Kimbrel argument.
I won, by the way. When you weren't here, I dominated that argument. Yeah. It was good.
Yeah, and the point being that, like, you can't even sell on Kimbrel and just move somebody over to closer and have that play in the clubhouse. And you might be right about that. But now, could they buy? Could they buy? Yeah, they might. Maybe they could buy a couple little things. You protect a few prospects. You're not going to move Brennan Davis. You're not going to move Braylon Marquez. You're not going to do certain things like that. But maybe you could buy a little bit and go for it in a division. It'd be a lovely thing for the team on every level to be able to say, hey, look at us. See what we did? See what we're doing for you? Just keep coming.
I don't know that it will have any material impact on whether or not to our, conversation from half an hour ago about if Chris Bryant would be like, yeah, let me come back now.
Yeah.
But it'll help. It'll help for this season. Right, this season, this summer, this team, however far they can go,
yeah.
It's a weird thing to think, oh, well, they say they need to have more capacity. Like, that sucks. It shouldn't be that way in Chicago with all of the money they've spent. Like, that is not something that you want to wrap your mind around as a fan. That if the pandemic wasn't, allowing them to open back up, that they wouldn't be able to add payroll. But that's the world at which the whole sport has seemingly been operating in, other than the Mets, mm-hmm. right? Mets and Dodgers, Right, Steve Cohen buys the team. He's got more money than basically every other owner in the sport, some of them combined. He doesn't seem to be operating that way. Dodgers have the local revenue because they signed the TV deal before everything changed, so they get to operate it a different way.
And they also have incredibly rich owners who enjoy you know, putting the money in, and they're not afraid to put the money in, and they like doing it as a hobby, yada, yada. But you most was it Bill DeWitt that we played the soundbite of during the pandemic, the Cardinals owner? And it was like, it's hard to hear the billionaires.
The industry isn't very profitable, to be quite honest.
Remember that?
Yeah, that was tough. That was tough.
Because what happens is, and Crane set it up this morning, like the Ricketts say, okay, you run as this entity and you're just this one little piece of our empire, and everything you make, you can spend, and we'll do it that way. And then, oh, last year when you're not making that money, well, there's nothing to spend. And then I maybe even Crane or other people, or I'm sure Jed or I'm sure Theo are like, well, what about all that money over there in that other room?
Yeah.
There's that other wing of the house, which seems to be stacked with bills. Can you go in there? It's like, oh, no. You don't even have the key to that room.
But that is how businesses operate.
Correct.
Right? If our radio station wasn't profitable, they would do something different with the frequency. It's not that it's impossible to be profitable on a 50,000 watt radio station.
Yeah.
They would do something different with it, but they make a profit off of doing it this way.
Let's keep this going. So when WBBM gets really good ratings, does that help our salaries? Shane, Tanny, do we know that? Not really. Because when we sit down for negotiations, they can say, yeah, pay no attention to that room over there.
Right. It's here.
Yeah.
Do we get ratings and revenue?
But BBM's right next door.
Yeah. So just give me some of that.
Yeah.
Proximity.
Yeah.
I wish it worked that way.
Me too.
In that case, BBM's great.
Yeah.
We're trying to be like them. But no, it helps, man. All of it. But that the Cubs are like the vast majority of the baseball world and how their ownership operates. Fans should not like it, but it's just the reality of the sports ecosystem that we live in 2021. Dan Bernstein was mad about sports. That entertains all of us on this show. We'll talk to him about it next on The Score.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.